Chapter 3, Your Personal Archetypes Profile.
I thought I told you, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Leaving the mythical stories and psychological theory aside for a bit, we should now start to get practical and personal. You're about to create your own personal archetype profile. By now, you may have a sense that you would like some of these archetypes to become a little more developed in your life, that you need to step up and grow into a person of greater character. You may have a vision of what that person looks like. You may have seen others that display the characteristics that you want to adopt yourself. But even if you do know what you want to become, without a clear view of where you are right now, it would be hard to know how to get there. It would be like having a map that shows you the destination that you seek, but having no sense of where you actually are on the map. So the first thing that we need, if we're going to develop and utilize the archetypes within us, is a personal map. A simple chart with a scale of measurement to show us where we really are. Why is this profiling important? Well, when you gain a greater sense of self-awareness, then you're able to identify and address the issues that have been holding you back. This in itself is no guarantee that you will change, grow, or develop in any way, but it provides you with the first crucial step, a picture of where you really are. Without such a map, it will be unclear what's driving you, and also what's been causing you to sabotage your own plans and dreams. How then could you make any adjustments? How could you take any intelligent action? So here's a simple exercise that you can do right now on a bit of paper. Whilst my private clients and those who attend my workshops get a lengthy questionnaire that provides them with a much more precise view of things, we can still get a reasonably accurate indication from our simple gut feel.